Thank you for joining me today at the start of a new week. Unbelievably, this is the last week of the first month of the year. That may or may not be good news for you, but here is good news for God Is. Beginning tomorrow, we'll be heard coast to coast on the broadcast, the radio, as we welcome a new station, KDIA, San Francisco. And we will continue to be heard around the world on the podcast, available from the WEZE website and listened to by many outside the states. So God Is will be heard coast to coast on the broadcast and around the world on the podcast. And if you are a Christian, then I invite you to pray for this ministry and to please pray for me. I am in desperate need of God's wisdom, and I require constant protection from the evil one. I count on your prayers for God's word to be properly understood and clearly taught, and for people listening to be transformed by the power and grace of the living God. God loves every single person who tunes in, including you. And my constant hope is that all people who hear this will have genuine faith alone, in Christ alone, for the forgiveness of sins, and will join with the people of God who will forever worship Jesus Christ, enjoying everlasting life in heaven. We must remain faithful to proclaim the gospel until Christ comes, and that is what I want to do. I am asking if you will please pray for me in this regard. Thank you. I do have a prayer email I send out 6 times a year. If you would like to receive this, write to me and let me know. It is not very wordy, but simple to read and with short prayer requests included. So send me an email, mark@markaswallow.com, or write me a note and send it to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Thank you in advance for doing so. Next time, I'll welcome our friends from California, but today I'm introducing myself to them and giving them my 3 convictions for this ministry. And then tomorrow, they'll join our discussion in Revelation chapter 1 in progress. Speaking of which, let's go to that after I pray for us. Father, God in heaven, thank you for this new day at the beginning of a new week. Thank you for guiding us safely through the weekend and bringing us through to this moment. And I pray the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart and mind will please you. I am here to please you. We, your people, want to live lives that honor and glorify you. Help us to do that this week. And we pray for these new listeners that will join the God Is family tomorrow. Prepare them well to enter this chapter of Revelation with us. Amen. Listen now as I read to you the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. We're in a stretch of the Revelation where we have identified 10 facts about Jesus Christ. We have covered the first 3, and tomorrow I will dig back in and begin to talk about the remaining 7 facts. But for today, I just want to point out that beginning with the second half of verse 5, John bursts forth in what we can describe as a doxology of praise to God. This is a hymn or a song of praise to the living God. It starts with, to him who loves us, and ends in verse 6 with, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever, amen. And this is the first of at least 4 doxologies, 4 hymns of praise to God in the Revelation. Let me introduce you to the others as I say more about this. I do not want you to miss this in the reading of the text. Many people do. As I read these, you will notice that each one builds on the other, making God greater and greater the further along in the Revelation we go. Now, of course, God is always great, but we build upon our praise to him the deeper along we get in our understanding of who he is. To begin with, listen to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Here, the 24 elders bow before him who sits on the throne, that is God, and they repeatedly shout out, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." Oh, what a doxology! God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. His people praise him. They praise him in the highest heavens. They praise him before his holy throne. And then we come down to Revelation chapter 5, and I will read verses 11 through 14. This is Revelation 5 and verses 11 through 14. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." That was John's declaration of what he saw. Jesus is being praised. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and he is worthy of this awesome doxology. And this doxology continues in verse 13. This is Revelation chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. "And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all things in them I heard saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.' And the four living creatures kept saying, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshipped." Listen to this great doxology to Jesus, to God. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." God's angels, the living creatures, the elders, and every created thing praise him, and the crescendo of praise is increasing. But we have more. The Bible continues to offer us more praise for God, more worship of God in these doxologies in this revelation. And here is another in chapter 7. Let me read to you Revelation 7, verses 9 through 12. And certainly you can follow along if you have your own Bible with you and open. It's easy, just flip to the very end of the Bible, and then turn back a few pages to chapter 7 and put your finger at verse 9. "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands, and they cry out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" Notice how this builds, and now we hear the singing, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Donald Gray Barnhouse, now in the eternal presence of the Lord, gave this analogy in his commentary on the Revelation. He wrote, "Some of the greatest songs of praise in the Scripture occur in the book of the Revelation, and it should be noticed that in each there is an increase in the praise that is offered to Christ. There is something in it like the attitude of a man who receives an unexpected present. A package is handed to him, and he says, 'Oh, thank you.' Then the wrappings are removed, and a beautiful wallet is disclosed. He cries out, 'Oh, thank you very much.' Then he opens the wallet and sees a $50 bill. He says, 'Oh, thank you very, very much.' Finally, in some little side pocket, he finds a check for a very large amount. He exclaims, 'I don't know how to thank you. Thank you indeed, very, very, very much.'" The praise to Christ in Revelation follows this order. So said Dr. Barnhouse, and I think he's right. This is why I wanted to pause today in our study of the 10 facts of Christ, so that I could point out to you the beginning with the second half of verse 5. John bursts forth in this doxology of praise. This is a hymn or a song of praise to the living God. It starts with "to him who loves us" and ends in verse 6 with "to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." And this is the first of at least four doxologies in this revelation. Please do not miss this. I suggest you note this in your Bible when you have an opportunity to do so. God is worthy of all our love, adoration, and praise, all of it. What do you praise? Who do you praise? Is God the center of your admiration? How despairing we become and we do not adore our great and everlasting God. Think about all of these cheap substitutes we have for him. And a word here for Christians. What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for church on Sunday, now another 6 days from now? Are we waiting all the way until eternity? At the hour of our death, shall we finally be willing to burst out of our skin, to hail our King, to enthusiastically acclaim Christ? Yes, indeed, in our heavenly home, we will exalt the Lord, but we are instructed in the Scripture to have lives full of joy and admiration for our Master now. And so I ask myself today, and I ask you, are there great doxologies rising up within us? On a wintry Monday, will you join with the Apostle John in Revelation 1, verses 5 through 7, and praise Jesus Christ? Tucked in the middle of 10 facts about him, John joins with the heavenly host to say, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. I want to encourage you to take some time today, even right now, right where you are, to worship God. Worship him who is Father, Son, and Spirit. Tell him how much you love him for loving you. He does love you, as we will learn tomorrow. So lift up your voice, even if others don't think you can sing or you're a person that hates the sound of your own voice. Disregard that. Come on, put aside those critiques for a moment. Sing a song of praise to your Creator, King, and Savior. He is more than worthy of this. Shout out in your car, in your home, on your bus ride, wherever you are, however you're listening. Let God hear your praise. We're going to keep on worshiping him tomorrow, Lord willing. And I hope that you'll be here at this same time, on this same station. We'll welcome in our friends from California and then dig right back into Revelation 1 at verse 5. So please join me tomorrow as we continue to learn who God is.